This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. According to the Census Bureau, something like 80% of the people in the United States live in urban areas, and the other 20% or so are rural. And that urban-rural divide, as social sciences like to call it, gets mentioned a lot in discussions of some of the disconnects in this country, political, social, also economic. So when a reporter at The Washington Post points to one particular rural county in Minnesota as the worst place to live in America, well, it raises some hackles. Christopher Ingram is that reporter who now lives, by the way, in that particular rural county in Minnesota. His book about crossing the divide is called If You Lived Here, You'd Be Home By Now. Chris, thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, why did you write in the pages of The Washington Post that Red Lake County, Minnesota is the worst place to live?
Well, Kai, it's important to know I wasn't just spouting off. This was the finding of a USDA data project that they actually ranked all 3,000-some-odd counties of the United States on what amounts to their natural beauty, right? Their climate, how warm or how cold, their landscape, things like that. And the place that was dead last was this little place called Red Lake County in northern Minnesota, a place I had never heard of. And so I said, hey, you know, according to the USDA, this is America's worst place to live.
And long story short, you heard from the folks in Red Lake County.
You know, Minnesota is kind of like the Texas of the North. You've heard about don't mess with Texas, but unless you've made Minnesotans angry, you really have no idea. There were many other places in the United States near Red Lake County, you know, places in North Dakota and Iowa that also came out very, very, very bad on this ranking. I didn't hear a peep from people in any of those places.
It's because all the rest of them weren't at the very bottom of the list, man. But look, all right, so you get all these emails and whatever from the folks in Red Lake County. You decide to pay a visit, and then long story short, you decide to move there. How did that come to pass?
Well, you know, so I went out to visit to do this follow-up story, and I was prepared to really not like the place very much, right? I was expecting kind of a hillbilly elegy kind of situation, right? But it was more like Norman Rockwell. It was just an incredible sense of community and warmth and just social cohesion that just seemed to be missing from my life, which was back in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area. And so, you know, as I got back from the trip, my wife and I were talking this over, and we were dealing with all these economic pressures that you're probably familiar with of living in a city, the cost of living, the commute, just the difficulties of doing basic everyday things. And as we were discussing all those things, I go out on this trip to Red Lake County. I come back saying, man, this place is awesome. And we decided, you know what, let's give it a shot and see what happens.
Okay, so let's take through a couple of things here. Obviously, housing is cheaper in rural Minnesota. You can work because your job as a data reporter with the Washington Post is portable. You're not going to have to pay child care because it turns out your wife can't work. I mean, there were some calculations that had to be made here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And these are the calculations that pretty much I imagine every family does. You know, you're looking at cost of living, you're looking at the, you know, just kind of crazy costs of childcare versus the amount of money that you would make working outside of the home. You know, we live in a country where, what is it, something like 80% of the population lives in these big metro areas where people are on some level dealing with these exact same issues. You know, our family, we were at that point where something had to give, and that's, you know, what we did. We ran the numbers. We said, all right, this is what we need.
I know you're a data guy, but there is a less quantitative aspect to your life now that you write about in this book, and that is the idea of social capital and what it has meant to you to be in a small town where everybody knows everybody and there are support systems that are just innate. They're just there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's one of the big benefits for us of, you know, moving to this area is, you know, winter in Northwest Minnesota is really brutal, and it just lasts. I mean, it's basically winter now, right? The temperature in my house was in the 30s this morning.
Oh,
it's
man,
brutal.
Really?
It lasts
it's
forever.
Like the,
and
it's
so
the
it's, yeah, it was in the 30s. Yeah, it's crazy. But I can't tell you how relieving it is to be able to send our kids outside, you know, outside in our neighborhood and just not have to watch them and know that they're going to be okay. The more time we spend out here, the harder it is for us to imagine ever moving back to D.C., ever trying to make that D.C. lifestyle work for us again. And that's really the bottom line for us.
Last thing, Chris, and then I'll let you go. You write in the epilogue, you come clean. You're a data guy through and through, right? I mean, you've got a little chart on the back page of this book talking about, you know, decrease in blood pressure, 30 points. Humans created, 1. And, you know, all these data points you came up with through this book. But
absolutely.
You basically then say, you know what? Data sometimes doesn't tell the whole story. And your subjective experiences in this book kind of prove the lie, right?
You know, that's one of the things I've been thinking a lot about since we got out here. It's really driven home to me that there's just a lot about life and governance and economics that we can't and we probably shouldn't be trying to capture just with numbers, that we probably shouldn't trying to be just boiling down to a cell on a spreadsheet. And for a normal person, this is probably an obvious insight. But for me as a data guy, and I suspect for a lot of other reporters who have been trained to look for the hard numbers that you can anchor your ideas to, it's a real helpful corrective, I think.
Chris Ingram is a data reporter at the Washington Post, living and working out of Red Lake County, Minnesota. His new book is called If You Lived Here, You'd Be Home By Now. Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.